Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, is known for her no-nonsense delivery of the facts about the coronavirus as she helped guide the state's pandemic response. But she's also a visual arts fiend. She says art and science go hand in hand.
To me, they've always been just the yin and yang of the same thing. I couldn't have one without the other.
She says one piece that she's turned to over and over during the pandemic is a colorful painting done by her daughter in fourth grade showing a Picasso-esque face that hangs right by her home office.
The eyes are different, the eyebrows are different, the colors are different depending on which side of the face you look at. And I've always valued that seeing a challenge from multiple perspectives, not just seeing it from one perspective.
Zink compares it to her work navigating complex challenges during the pandemic that take knowledge not just of scientific data, but also an understanding of social dynamics on issues like a statewide mask mandate. For all the value that modern science has, including a vaccine, medicine is about a lot more than the black and white equation of having a disease and finding a cure.
Medicine's not that dichotomous. It is the art of medicine, and it is nuanced, and it is subtle.
That was as true in the early days of the pandemic as it is now, as officials like Zink decide how to allocate vaccines. In contrast, Anchorage Acting Mayor Austin Quinn Davidson says that art for her wasn't a compliment to her work. It was an escape. Quinn Davidson says she's fallen back on the music of singer-songwriter Brandi Carlile at several points since she unexpectedly took the helm of Alaska's largest city. Her wife bought her tickets to a virtual concert midsummer.
Just like halfway through, found myself kind of lost in the moment and just singing along and thinking about all these memories I had about, you know, being at a music festival and like the open air and it being warm.
Quinn Davidson and Carlile both come from small rural areas. They're both married to women, and they share many of the same musical influences. Quinn Davidson says feeling connected to someone through home concerts was powerful when her work was lonely or when isolating at home after testing positive for COVID-19. She says it's been a hard year, but some of Carlile's messages have hit home.
He taught me to forgive, how to keep a cool head, how to love the one you're with.
Right now, being able to forgive people and being able to forgive this terrible time and everything that's been placed upon us and still just put out love and thanks.
When she finds herself the target of the vitriolic politics of the day, listening to Carlile reminds her that we all share a lot more things in the human experience than we sometimes might think. And it also reminds her that things will pass.
In the context of 2020 and the pandemic and all of these challenges, those are cyclical too, and that we will get out of this eventually.
2021 will certainly hold its challenges, but hopefully some things will be different. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.